Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, is on. Fevzi, thank you for doing this on early on a Sunday morning. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
Now, Fevzi, I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is that we're here and we're talking. The bad news is that I'm doing this show from home, and you know that I kind of keep myself going through this by using my phone to get email and to communicate with Dave, my producer.
Yes.
Now, the reason I'm telling you this is that you there's an email that you sent with 23 attachments, which unfortunately I can't open. But that's not going to stop us talking about the latest technology, is it?
No. Well, it's fine. They should be embedded. There shouldn't be attachments. But still, a world without email could apparently be a better place.
They're embedded,
so there we are.
They're embedded without images, which is fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, right.
So, okay, we're going to talk about some of the hottest, cool stuff. Now, during lockdown, are people doing technology? Are people buying technology?
Oh, yes. Yeah, people are upgrading to home 2.0. They've decided they're spending quite a lot of time at home, and wouldn't it be good to have better home entertainment systems and IT systems that actually work now that they're working from home and things like that? So actually, that's a lot of the focus of what I've chosen. So I've chosen five gadgets. I've no idea whether we're going to get through all five, but all of them are kind of designed with a view to what's been happening in the last year and what's going to happen in the coming months. So may I crack on with the first one, because I'm aware you can't see them.
I know what the first one is. I can see it.
Oh, okay.
I can't actually see a picture of it, but I can see
a
description of what it is. I mean, it's such a cool thing, but you talk about it.
It's it's from a company called Anker. It's called a Nebula Capsule Mark II. And it's a projector that projects onto a screen or onto a wall, or actually this one can also do a nice job of projecting onto the ceiling. I'll come to that in a moment. It's about the size of a can of Coke, okay, just to give you an idea. It's teeny tiny, and it's a smart mini projector because inside it, it's not just a projector where you plug things into it or wirelessly link to it so that it displays, you know, on the wall. It's got an Android computer built into it. It's the world's first Android TV pocket cinema. So it's got Android 9.0, built into it. For those that know and care about these things, it's a 720p resolution, 200 lumens, which is, you know, bright enough for indoor use. And it can throw an image comfortably up to about 100-inch diameter. So you can have a nice
from
big...
a phone.
It's not a phone. It's a device.
No, from a phone.
Doesn't have to be from a phone. The device has got Android built into it. You can use Chromecast or what have you to feed it with images from your phone or from your tablet. But because it's got Android built into it, you can actually download into it, I think there's about 3,600 apps. So you could install into it YouTube, Hulu, Twitch, all those sorts of things, and then access them directly. Don't have to pair a device if you don't want to, but you can at the same time. So if you've got on your device, or you're streaming via an app that's, you know, on your phone, you can do that. So, but it's quite incredible. I mean, the sound of the thing is great. It's about the size of a can of Coke. So one use that I've seen for it is that people lie in bed on their backs and just have the device beside them projecting up at the ceiling, which is the ultimate in lazy. You don't have to crook your neck whilst watching TV in bed. So really quite a remarkable device. It's not cheap. It's £549, but then good projectors aren't cheap, and this one's got an Android PC built into it as well.
And the resolution of that sounds really good. Look, this is going to sound really thick. But, you know, I'm not afraid of asking thick questions. You know that. You know me for
enough years. No such thing
as a
thick question.
What do you project onto?
Well, so you can project onto a wall as long as it's not very patterned, you know. Onto the ceiling usually works quite well. Some people go as far as buying screens. Others take them into their garden, and particularly during lockdown, they just sort of do a little barbecue and project it on the fence or the side of the garage wall or the side of the house, you know. And it really works very well. I mean, when you say projector, it kind of doesn't sound exciting, but when it's in this form factor and when it's got the smarts of Android built into it, it's a completely different thing. Think of it like an Android smartphone, but without having the screen, but instead of having a projector capability, it is, you know, stock Android built into it. So
and how big is the, you know, if you would, I would want something like this if it had portability. And if I was going to, I tell you what, God knows when I'm going to be able to do this, but if I was like having a couple of days in Bournemouth and was going to a hotel, I wouldn't mind watching movies using something like this if it wasn't too big to carry.
It's about the size of a can of Coke.
Right. Right? You did say that at the beginning.
I did.
That's astonishing.
It is, yeah. I mean, in fact, one of the pictures that you can't see has it next to a can of beer. Now, I'm not suggesting that you should necessarily be drinking beer whilst watching movies, but, you know, it is known to happen.
I know people who do that.
Yeah, I've heard it's done as well. So, you know, it's quite a remarkable thing. And it's got an HDMI port on it, so you can plug things in, you can wirelessly stream to it. It's got a built-in battery, so you charge it up. Just like you do, you know, with a Bluetooth speaker. By the way, it acts as a Bluetooth speaker as well. If you just want to use it for audio, you can do that as well. It's quite a remarkable device. Super fast charging with USB-C power delivery. So it's got the latest sort of charging technology built into it as well. I'm very impressed. I think it's good value for money, and I've given it 4 stars out of 5.
That's incredible. And just tell me one thing about it then. And again, a thick question, but when you're accessing its menus, how do you do that? If it's only the size of a can of Coke, are you sending the menus that you need to access to make it work to your phone by Bluetooth?
So the best way of doing it is through the app. So you've got a smartphone app, and you can set the controls on it from the app. And that's
so literally, you could go to that hotel with just, you know, my little old Samsung faithful phone here. You could take that and the can of Coke,
yep,
and that would take a corner of your bag. And you would have a complete entertainment system.
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds good. I mean, for the size, I mean, obviously it's not going to make the room shake with bass because it's the size of a can of Coke, but it's actually got quite good sound built into it. And you can pair it with external speakers. You can do so much with this because it's not just the projector. It's a smart projector, and Anker have done a really good job. So it's called the Anker Nebula Capsule Mark II. Not to be confused with one.
Well, you see, I learn all the time. I didn't even know such things were available.
Yeah, there's a whole
next
range.
Next, I think we're going to talk about, and computing is very important to me. I've got too many computers. I have 3 laptops. Just, I have multiple redundancy here. So if the one that I'm using to broadcast on now fails, I've got one right behind me that I can plug straight in, and that would probably take 45 seconds to do.
Yeah.
But you're going to tell me now, I think, about something even smaller and more efficient than what I'm using. Is that right?
Yeah. So this is a mini desktop PC, and I'll give you the name. The brand is Minis Forum, which you may not be familiar with, but they're... The last couple of years, they've been making a name for themselves by specializing in mini desktop PCs. So this one's called the Minis Forum H31G. The G is important because it stands for graphics, and we'll come to that in a minute. It's a mini PC. So think the space it takes up on your table or desk is about 6 inches square.
Wow.
And it's about 2.5 inches tall. It is the world's smallest mini desktop computer with discrete, dedicated graphics. It's got, for those that know... And I'll explain what this means. It's got an NVIDIA GTX 1050 Ti graphics card with its own 4 gigabytes of memory. What that means is that unlike just about every other small computer, it's got really good graphics. You can play proper games on it. You know, it wasn't long ago that you'd spend what this machine costs just on the graphics card. You know, and graphics cards are hard to come by these days. Everyone is buying them because of lockdown and because of mining Bitcoin and whatever else. Graphics cards are expensive, but this one has done really well. So it's a no-compromise system. It's quiet. I've got one actually running on my desk. It's about 14 inches from this microphone. It's within the cardioid pickup pattern, and I'm betting money you can't hear
a thing.
Exactly.
And can't
I'm not using any noise gate here either. So
what kind of storage, though? Obviously, it must have SSD because I can't hear anything. But is it limited in the amount of storage then, the amount of SSD you'd have?
This is what's fantastic. You can mount up to 3 types of storage drive into it. Okay, so let me explain. So it's got a M.2, super fast M.2. That's about... bigger than a stick of chewing gum, and it's got, you can put, you know, a terabyte or more storage in it. That's just there. That's NVMe. That's a super fast one. When you want another bit of storage, it's got another M.2 slot, which you can plug another storage SSD into it. And then in the lid of it, strapped into the lid, is space for a 2.5-inch drive bay, which can be a conventional 2.5-inch spinning drive, or it can be a third SSD. I mean, it's... I've chosen these with care, Howard, and this one is remarkable. I've not seen a device before that's 6 inches square on your desk and can take 3 drives in it. The other nice thing is You can choose. Look, think about when you buy something from Apple, for example, the processor is soldered onto the motherboard and the RAM memory is all soldered. So you have to buy what you need at the outset. You can't upgrade it later. With this one, you can buy it bare bones. If you've got your own processor and RAM, you can just take it out of your old computer and stick it in if it's compatible. Or you can choose, do I want an i5 processor? Do I want an i7 processor? How much RAM do I want? And the RAM is in standard memory slots, so you can take it out.
So what does it come standard with?
So it depends. So if you want bare bones, which is the machine but without the solid state drive and without the RAM, mm-hmm. and without the processor, then it's £289, which is a bargain considering it's got all of them have got that graphics card built in. If let's say you take
and you have to supply your own i5 or i7
if you want to, but if you, which most people won't do that, most people will buy configured ones. Let's say you configure it with an i5, 16 gigabytes of RAM, 256 gigabyte SSD built in, super fast, you're still talking about £500.
Okay. Well, those are the specs. I've got an what I'm using at the moment is a reconditioned laptop, but it's been reconditioned to have i7. It's got that kind of storage. This is the computer I'm broadcasting with.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like it's got the kind of flexibility that that thing's got.
No, in terms of expandability, but the graphics is unique. It's unique. I mean, this can do 4K. As I say, you can put three drives in it. It's quiet. I mean, if you're doing full heavy gaming, you will hear the fans spin up, but that's fine. And it's got the latest tech. So it's got Wi-Fi 6 in it, which is the latest, and Bluetooth 5.1, which is the latest. So 5.1 means that you've got better Bluetooth range, uses less energy. It's just quite a remarkable machine. If you want to check it out, there's a whole range of these again. The company's called Minis Forum. So it's MINISForum.com. So if you go there and look it up. But okay. this one's called the H31G, not to be confused with the H31, which doesn't have the same graphics.
And this is a UK thing?
No, they're abroad, but you buy it and they ship it to UK, and those prices include shipping.
Right. We have 90 seconds. Talk to me about some great storage devices.
Okay, so NAS, Network Attached Storage. These are amazing storage devices that sit on your home or small business network. And I kind of think they're the best kept secret by IT experts. So with one of these boxes, you load a bunch of your drives into it, and you can, for example, run your own personal Netflix type service. Yeah, you load everything onto Plex. Put all your devices on there. You can have your photo collection in there with artificial recognition of all the people in it without having Google invading your privacy. You
can back up, really.
You can back up every single device in your house. PC, Mac, Android, iOS devices can all be backed up to this single device. So it's a box with slots in it for hard drives. The hard drives I use are from Western Digital. They're called Red Plus drives. The NAS that I use is from Synology, which are probably the best known brands. Two models to check out, DS1621 Plus or the cheaper DS220 Plus. One has got six drive bays, the other one has got two. The software from Synology is amazing. You can do your home security system, you can do your home Dropbox system, you can have all your own cameras in it, do video editing on it, run virtual machines on it, host your own website, pretty much anything, and all of it's accessible to every device inside your home.
For that amount of functionality, what's a ballpark price?
So the two-bay is about £300 without the hard drives, and then the hard drives depends what you want to spend. I've got 14 terabyte hard drives, and I've got four of them in the device that I use.
You got 14 terabytes?
Yeah, but because
I thought I was doing well with two,
but you
on
also
my
get
computer.
But you also get redundancy because I've got it configured in what's called a RAID configuration. That means if one of those hard drives dies, doesn't matter. No data is lost, and it doesn't fall over. It just
in the words
going.
Of Celine Dion, it goes on. What's your web address if people want to check you out, Febzy?
I'm on Twitter at Gadget Detective, or if you want to hear more about me, www.gadgetdetective.com.
Febzy, thank you for that. Febzy Turkup is the definitive gadget detective. You see, I don't know where I've been during lockdown, hidden away. All the white heat of technology has been progressing at pace.